Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Welcome back, friends, to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and this is episode 103. And we are going to talk about 7 steps to help you get focused on your business and life goals. And in this episode, you are going to want to grab your journal because I have a lot of questions, a lot of questions for you to ponder and for you to write down the answers. So this is definitely going to be a working episode. So I want you to pause the episode right now, go grab your journal, a pad of paper, pen. You might be able to type these into your phone, but it might get a little tricky. So I definitely recommend that you jot things down. I will also have this printed up into a PDF. So if you need it, you can reach out to me and I'll have all the questions in a PDF format too. So you can look at them and go back through all of the questions. But it's continuation of what we talked about in episode 102 about just being distracted and the 3 rules to help you stay focused in your business and life. And today, like I said, we're going to dive into knowing where you're going, really, because what I have found to be true in my own life and to those that I've coached through the years is if you know where you're going and you're crystal clear on the destination and some of the things that we're going to talk about today, you are less likely to let other things distract you. What happens is when we are not clear on where we're even going in our business and life and what we even want from it or what do we value most, that's when we are easily distracted. We're easily swayed because everything is just murky. So we're just kind of looking for answers in different directions. And that's when we get in that mess that I talked about in episode 102, where all we want to do is curl up in a ball and watch Netflix all day. Okay, so let's jump into the 7 tips to help you get focused on the actual destination you're headed for. Because like I shared in episode 102, the best thing to do is just stay focused, looking at that. Remember we talked about it. If you're seasick, the best thing to do is look out in the horizon at something that's staying still. And we want your goal to be that thing that you're looking at out in the horizon all the time. Like, you know, that's where I'm headed. That's where I'm going. And you don't let anything distract you. Okay, you ready? You got that journal? You got your pen? So step number one, know your core values, your non-negotiables. What do you value most in life and what matters to you? What behaviors will you totally not tolerate in yourself and others? Is it faith, integrity, authenticity, trust, honesty, generosity, fortitude, respect? Like, what are those top 3? Like, if you could narrow them down to the top 3, maybe 5 if they have to be, but your top 3 to 5 values that you will not compromise on. Like, they are just the non-negotiables in your life. Jot them down. So that's just step number 1. What are your top 3 to 5 core values, your non-negotiables? What are they? Write them down. Step number 2, kind of similar but different. What are your priorities? So step number 2, what are your priorities? What matters most to you? How much family time are you determined to have each week? What about recreational time? How many hours do you want to devote to your business? Also, when you look within your business, what are the priorities within your business? For customer engagement, what does that look like for you? Your financial priorities, your personal development, the mental and physical well-being of you and those that are on your team. What about Mother Earth? Is that a priority for you? So what are your top three priorities for your personal life and for your business? Write them down. So step two is, what are your priorities? What matters most to you? Now I want to pause here because for step one and step two, and actually for all of these, there are no right and there are no wrong answers. They're only your answers. So they're the right answers if they're your answers. So as you're doing this, this is just for you. Do what really speaks to you. Don't put down what you feel like you should put down. Put down what really, really resonates with you. So it may not, for some of these, they may like instantly pop in your mind, write them down. And for others, you may have to really do some deep thinking about it. So allow whatever time you need to really figure out what are your core values, what are your priorities. Okay, step number three, create a clear vision. This is one of my favorite things to do with my clients. Create a clear vision for what you want your life to look like in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. If you want shorter, you can even do a 6-month plan. And the more detail you can think of, the better. So think about, where will you live on those different time spots? How much income would you love to be making? Who is with you? How do you live? How do you work? How do you play? Like, all the details. I mean, down to, I know some of my coaching clients, like they are down to, you know, the color of the house and every room that they want to live in. And for some, it's just like, I just want a beach house. But the more vivid you can get with your vision for what you want your life to look like in 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, and 10 years from now, the clearer you will have that destination, the clearer it's going to be out on the horizon that we're focused in on. So write that down. So that's probably going to take you a little bit longer to do and really just spend some time dreaming. And actually, that is one of the steps we're going to talk about, is dreaming. Okay, but step number four, we're not there yet. Step number four, what do you want to do more of today? So right now, in this space that you're living right now and what you're doing right now for work, what do you want to do more of? Like, what are the things you enjoy doing and you know you're pretty darn good at? Like, you're pretty badass at it. What do you want to do more of? And you can even think about a time, if nothing jumps in your head, think about a time, hopefully it's been recently, that you felt super satisfied after completing the task. What was it you were doing? What strengths did you get to use to do that activity? What talents did you get to use to do that activity? Because usually these activities that you enjoy doing are because you're using your top 10 themes or your top 10 strengths from, of course, the Clifton Strengths Assessment. So it's using the skills you already have and you're good at. What are those activities? And are these the activities that will allow you to grow your business? And how can you do more of them? Maybe if you are an employee, maybe you got to do a special assignment at work and you just loved it. Maybe it was hard. It could have been hard, but you loved it. You enjoyed it and you knew you were using your God-given skills and talents. Maybe it's something you go to your boss and say, how can I do more of that? Like, that was in my wheelhouse. Or maybe you're a small business owner and you were doing activity for your business and you're just like, okay, I need to do more of this. Like, what is that thing that just lights you up? And if you're one of those poor people right now that are not living your best life, then maybe you might have to go back in your memory bank a little bit to think about activities that you once did enjoy doing when it comes to work. We're kind of talking about work right now. What were those things? But I hope that it's been recent that you got to do something that you enjoyed doing and you know you were really great at it. So step number five is kind of the opposite. Well, it is the opposite. It's not kind of the opposite. It is the opposite. What do you want to do less of? What are the energy drainers in your life? Now, usually these are the things that require the themes or talents from your bottom five of your CliftonStrengths assessment, if you've done your CliftonStrengths assessment. These are the things that are the energy sucks. They're hard to do. You find them to be very time consuming. You know, it takes like a lot of your brain energy to do. And even if you can do them okay or do them well, you just don't enjoy doing them. And you know, there's other people that are much better at it. And with my coaching clients, when we talk about these, we talk about how you manage these energy drainers. And we do that through delegation, through outsourcing. A lot of times it's just using other strengths to accomplish the same task. You just go about it in your own way. Or sometimes you can just take that task completely off your plate. Like, it's really looking, does that even really need to be done? I know for myself personally, social media and doing like emails and things like that, I am able to do them, but they just suck the energy out of me when I do those things. And right now it's like I have to because I'm starting this business, the money is being spent on courses and coaching and stuff like that. So I haven't been able to outsource yet. But what I have been able to do is I have a learner is one of my top 10 strengths. So when I'm able to learn a new skill or learn a new tip, that excites me to try that. And then I can do the activity in a way that is okay. I can get it done and be okay with it. I wouldn't say it was one of those things I loved doing. I would not put it down as, you know, in step number four, but I can at least tolerate it. So that's a way you can use some of your other strengths to get the same thing done. But it's still one of those things you just really would rather outsource it. Write them down. Write down those tasks that you just don't really enjoy doing. Okay, step number six, and I hope you guys are still staying with me. And again, I will put this all, my notes in a PDF format and link it in the show notes. So if you want the link, you'll have it. Or actually, yeah, I'll figure out a way that you can get the show note or you can get the link to this so that you have it. Okay, number six, what do you daydream about? What jobs, activities, places do you dream about doing, working, living, visiting? Like when you're not doing anything else, what are you thinking about? And if you could be anything, anywhere, what would you be doing and where would that be? Write it down. You know, is it a possibility? And don't automatically say no, it's not, because you never know. There's probably somebody out there that's living your dream right now. And if they can do it, you can do it too. So don't be super quick to say, oh, no way, I could never do that. If you're daydreaming about it, there's a reason. I truly feel like when God puts a dream in our heart, He has also put within us the capability and the skills and the talents and the way to accomplish that. We just need to trust the process and trust Him to lead us the way. So what do you daydream about? write that down. And this is more like in step three, we have the clear vision of what you want your life to look like. This is a little different in that this is like, oh, you know, you dream about like being somebody or not being somebody else. We just want to be the best versions of ourselves. But the activity, the job, you dream about that and you wonder, I wonder if, could I ever be a coach? Or I wonder if, could I ever own my small, be a barista and own my own coffee shop? I wonder if I could be the CEO of a major company. Like, what are the things you dream about, you daydream about? Okay, step number seven. This is the time we put it all together. And I'll do a quick review here. So step one was know your core values, your non-negotiable values. Step two, what are your priorities? What matters most to you personally and business? Step three was that clear vision for what you want your life to look like in the future. Step four was, what do you want to do more of? Step five was, what do you want to do less of? Step six was, what do you daydream about? And now in step seven, we're putting it all together. So what I would love for you to do is to take all of this information after you've written it all down. And again, this may take some time to go through and do, but it's so worth it. But read it back. Read it back to yourself. And then maybe share it with a trusted friend. Who's one of your balcony people in your life? That person that's going to allow you the freedom to dream a little, to allow you to say, I really want to do this. And they're going to say back, then go for it. You'd be great doing that. Please do not share this with the balcony people in your life. You know, we all have some of those people that are very practical and they're going to tell you all the reasons why this would never work. Don't share your dreams and visions with those people. They're just never going to get it. Maybe it's if you don't have somebody, a trusted friend like that, or even if you do, maybe this is where hiring a coach comes into play. I know for a lot of my coaching sessions, one of the things I hear really often from my clients is like, this is just so good to talk out, you know, talk about these things out loud with somebody else. And they get their own vision and clarity on things without me really even saying much. I just am there to listen and to guide them and to go deeper in the discussion with them. So maybe that's a reason to hire a coach, whether you hire me or somebody else, but have that confidant, that friend, that person who's going to be non-judgmental and support you in all of these things and not give you all the reasons why it's not going to work. So look it over, read it over to yourself, and then share it with someone. And then I want you to think about, is what you're doing now going to help you keep your core values and your priorities in check and let you do what you enjoy doing more of and less of what you don't want to do and help you get to your big vision and dream of your life? So is what you're doing, I know that's a loaded question, let me repeat it, is what you're doing now going to help you keep your values and priorities in check, let you do what you enjoy doing, or do more of what you enjoy doing and less of what you don't want to do, and help you get to that big vision and dream you have for your business and life? And if it is, what are the next three action steps you can take in order to start moving closer to those things, closer to that vision? And if the answer is, it is not, it is definitely not, start thinking about what could you do that would help you keep your core values and priorities in check and do more of what you enjoy doing and less of what you don't and create that big dream and vision for your life. What else could you be doing? And what are the next three steps you could take to start looking into doing that? So I know this was a lot to take in today. So much to think about, so much to journal. And I know sometimes we don't even want to think about these things, and we just want to shut it off and go about our day-to-day life and, you know, live for Fridays, dread Mondays, and just, you know, go through the Groundhog Day of life. And I want to share with you that you are called for so much more than that. So I hope and I pray that you will take the time to go through these seven steps and really soul search on these things and start stepping up and stepping into the life you're called to live. Because, friend, there is so much more waiting for you. And I would dare to say that most of us are not living to our full potential. We're not living up to what we're truly capable of. There's probably something, even if we are living an amazing life, there's probably more left inside of us that we can do, more left inside of us that we can share, more left inside of us that we can discover. So take the time to really dive into these questions and start figuring out what it is you really want in life. Because as you know, my saying is life is short. You have to enjoy the journey. And it is way too short to be living a life that isn't fulfilling to you and is not going to get you to your ultimate vision for your life. And just like we talked about in episode 102 and the three key rules to focus on where you want to go, and to look out on the horizon and don't get distracted by all the other things. You have to be able to do what you know how to do and do more of it. And you have to know where you're going. You have to know that your path will not be someone else's path. So stay true to who you are, and you'll be able to reach your destination and have that joy in the journey. And I'll leave you with one last thing. If you need support, doing this kind of stuff is what lights me up. This is my number four. What do you want to do more of? I want to help others live their best life. So if that is calling to you, let's chat. Let's see how some of the different programs and services I offer right now can help you create this best life, to really dive into your personal strengths and how you can use them to create this dream life and vision so that you quit getting distracted and you stay focused on what you really want to accomplish in life. Okay, my friends, until next time, just go out and live your best life today. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you back here in May if you're listening to this in order. And I'm really excited about what's coming up. I have a fun series on how to show up as your best self. And I have somebody that's going to be talking about branding your business and your image. I have somebody talking about how to show up with your voice. She is a voice coach. I have somebody talking about copy and how to write about your best business and your best ideas and how to show up authentically in print. And I'm working on a few others to help with that too. So it's going to be really super jam-packed full of fun ideas. So make sure you have subscribed to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast so you don't miss a thing when a new episode goes live. Hey friends, thanks as always for listening to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I really do appreciate your time and for you being here. And a few quick things before you do go. Number one, if you haven't yet, can you leave a review if you find these shows valuable? Reviews really do matter to iTunes and to others so that they know this episode or this podcast is worth taking the time to listen to out of the millions of podcasts out there. And you never know, I might just read your review on a future episode. Number two, make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you can be one of the first to know when a new episode downloads. And three, if you've been enjoying this series on the Clifton Strengths 34, this is a huge one. Can you take a screenshot? Post that picture on your Instagram or Facebook account. Make sure you tag me in it and let me know why you loved that episode and what you're enjoying about the series. And of course, if you've done the Clifton Strengths assessment, make sure to include your top five. And number four, and the last thing, if you take your assessment and you feel a little stuck and you're like, I don't even know what to do with this information right now, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm available on email and of course the DMs and Facebook and Instagram. And I would love to talk you through how to really tap into your talents so you can turn them into your superpowers and your strengths. Thanks again for listening to the show.